both talking at once, they told her all about the zoo, about how the giraffes were their favorites, their necks are this long, and about how Daddy had bought them each a cotton candy. Then, their greeting done with, they ran past her into the living room and turned on the TV. Matt smiled as he walked towards the house, carrying the kids' abandoned bags. Lynn smiled back. Sounds like the zoo was a hit. I could never tell whether they were delighted or terrified. We got really close to the giraffes, they were towering over the wall right over our heads. And they loved the giant turtles. It was a good day. They chatted for another minute or two. Lynn said, "Wanna come in for a cup of coffee? There's a pot on the stove." No thanks, he said, looking a little uncomfortable. I really should get going. Okay, Lynn said, trying to keep the smile on her face. We'll see you on Wednesday night, he said, and turned back towards his car. She stood watching until the tourist reached the end of the street and turned left, out of her sight.